Welcome to Nana's podcast. This is my first podcast. I'd like to welcome you. I'm coming to you from the San Joaquin Valley in Central California. I will be sharing with you on my podcast my knitting thoughts, crocheting, maybe talk about food, recipes, my pets, my grandchildren, a little bit of everything. I'm not what you would call an experienced knitter. I have only been knitting seriously for about 2.5 years now. I attempted to learn to knit back in about 1965 when knitted house shoes were so popular. I didn't do very well, so I decided to just leave that up to my mother, as she provided all of us with the most wonderful house slippers. And I took up crocheting, and I have enjoyed crocheting for many, many years. I still enjoy crocheting. But about 2.5 years ago, a good friend of mine had told me about a scarf she had made, and actually showed me the scarf, and it was just beautiful. It was a totally different yarn than I had ever seen. And she told me about this shop on the coast where she purchased this yarn and how they would give you instructions and help you to know the right size needles and everything. And since we went to this little community on the coast frequently, you have to know that was someplace I wanted to go the very next trip. And I did, and I bought my needles and my yarn. And they gave me the directions, and they were such lovely people, and oh, the yarn in that shop, just, oh, I couldn't believe it. And I did really well making this scarf. Then I got hooked on making dish rags. I could carry those along traveling in the car and just really enjoyed doing them. And over the, then I guess it was about 6 months later, my daughter started in on me about learning to knit socks that she had always wanted to, and she thought that would really be nice for me to learn to knit socks. So that was my next challenge. And I have been wondering if I still have the first sock, my first attempt. I'm hoping that I do. I was so ashamed of it, I possibly unraveled it, but I would love to put it on my blog. It would give you quite a laugh. I stayed in there. Where I live, there are no knitting shops or classes. So everything I've learned from the internet, all the wonderful information I found online, and a book that I purchased, and I just kept trying and trying, and I finally completed a nice pair of socks and have made 30 plus pair of socks at this time. Now I'm attempting to learn lace knitting. I have done one scarf, and I am working on the candle flame shawl at this time. I'm struggling with it, but I'm hanging in there. I've purchased several books. I would like to go back and talk more about at the time that I learned to make the scarf that my friend had told me about. She also introduced me to continental knitting. And I have to say, if she hadn't have, I possibly would not have done as much as I have with knitting. I just truly fell in love with it, felt very comfortable with it. I have just recently purchased a book called Why Not Knit by Jill Wolcott and Susan Wolcott, and I wish I would have had this book earlier. However, it is very, very informative, and right in the very beginning, I already have learned so much that I didn't know. I would highly suggest this to anyone that is just starting out to learn. I also have purchased the Knitting Answer Book by Margaret Radcliffe, and I think this is a wonderful book also. I have quite a bit yet to go over in it, but in the beginning, learning about casting on, there's many, many things I did not know and I find very helpful. Since the socks, I also knitted a few caps at Christmas time for children and for needy people. And then I have also completed out of the one skein book, I did the tank top. It's a little bit on the rough edge, but it was a learning experience, and I'm looking forward to trying another one. I think that since this is my very first time, I will close with this and hope to be back to do another one soon. I'm wishing you the best in your knitting experiences and hope that you will visit my webpage, Nana's Knitwits, my blog, or you can email me at nananitwit@yahoo.com. That's nanakniwit@yahoo.com. Thank you.